Welcome to the Confidently Balance Your Hormones podcast. My name is Dee Davidson, and I'm a hormone health expert, master mindset coach, and multiple wellness business entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you experience hormone balance, confidence, self-love, and live a life full of joy. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Welcome to another episode of Confidently Balance Your Hormones. This is your guide, Dee Davidson, and I am excited today to talk about one of my favorite tools, functional labs. Functional labs are so near and dear to my heart, and the reason being that I was practicing for a long while, and what I was finding was that some women were having amazing results with the protocols and plans that we were implementing through diet, rest, exercise, stress management, all of those things were really moving the needle for a lot of the women that I was working with. And then there was this population of women, and you might be shaking your head like, oh my gosh, this is me, that were doing all of the things. They truly were committed to the things. They were making shifts, and even sometimes at first things might move. Some symptoms dropped off, but they were still left with others, or you know, they got to a weight plateau. And what I found was that sometimes we can be eating healthy foods, doing the exercise thing, having purified water, going to the sauna, and internally we have these hidden stressors. Hidden stressors can be a boatload of different things. It can be your hormones are out of balance. And you've heard me say before that your hormones are not the problem. Hormones are always linked to other imbalances or healing opportunities. That's the reason I never run just a hormone panel on someone. That just leaves us with, okay, yes, we know your hormones are out of whack, but why? It can be bad bacterias. It can be yeast overgrowths, SIBO, candida. It can be low stomach bacteria. It can be leaky gut. A lot of gut issues related to symptoms that we can't clear with just lifestyle factors and managing stress and things like that. It can be your nervous system. It can be you're not eating the right foods, blood sugar dysregulation. A lot of things that without doing functional labs, we're just doing a lot of guessing. And many women come to me in that state of frustration where they're like, I've tried it all, or this worked for my sister, or this influencer said this, or my fitness trainer said this, and it's not working. I'm doing all the things, Dee. I believe you, and I want you to first of all know it's not your fault. So give yourself a big hug, put your arms around yourself, and give yourself a squeeze, give yourself a high five in the mirror. Stop blaming yourself. If you've tried the things and they're not working, likely you have some hidden stressors. The hidden stressors probably didn't just come overnight. What happens is we start to see symptoms pop up. Maybe you need a Tums here and there. Maybe, you know, you put on a couple pounds this year, then a few more next year, accumulates over time. Maybe you now are tired. Symptoms are warning signs, and when we start having one or two symptoms, most people just ignore them and go, oh, this is just a part of life. Everyone has a headache. Someone said to me the other day, doesn't everyone have digestive issues? Answer is no, no. Those are signs from above to take a look under the hood at these hidden stressors. And how you can do that is with functional lab testing, and not just testing again the hormones or just testing, you know, your gut. We want to look at all of the symptoms you're reporting to me. I have access to over 4,000 functional labs. Surely you don't even need a fraction of those, but we will go through an in-depth evaluation of your symptoms, how long they've been going on for, which ones are worse, what lifestyle things might we attribute to it. Did you have any traumatic events that contributed to it? Did you have COVID? Have you been sick recently? So we put this puzzle together, you and I, and then we say, okay, it makes sense to get these labs ordered. We see what comes back and we match it up. We don't treat the paper, we don't treat a lab result. We match it up to what you've told me. So I put together a map of what you've told me in your symptoms and your lifestyle history and medical history and what actually shows up, scientific data that you can't deny that holds the healing opportunities. And then we look at rebalancing the body as a whole. So these symptoms, they started to pop up. And what happens is your body, if you imagine a bunch of plates in the air, is trying to stay in a state of balance. And for a while, it can do that when you have the one or two symptoms. But when we have bigger things coming up, autoimmune, food sensitivities, we're having constipation, we're not sleeping, we're having night sweats. All of a sudden, the body's crashing the plates. The plates are just crash, 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 right? And no longer can the body handle all of these hidden stressors. So what we do is we feed the body with what it needs. And we get rid of what does not belong there. Maybe opportunistic bacteria, parasites. Maybe you don't have enough vital reserves. So we work on rebuilding vital reserves and really look at how we can heal the body as a whole. This is the reason I became a functional health practitioner, got board certified. Because so many people, not just women, are struggling. I also work with men and children by referral, are struggling without answers. And they go to their doctor, and the doctor runs basic labs. I'm not anti-doctor. Doctors are great, they save lives. However, our healthcare system's really broken, and sometimes they may want to have access to other labs or run things for you, and they just are not really straightforward, allowed to because of the system. So we look at what labs we can order for you so that you can get a bigger picture of where dysfunction has happened in your systems being hormones, immune, digestive, detoxification, energy production. Are you converting food to energy? You could be eating protein and all these wonderful organic foods, but if you're not absorbing the nutrition from the food, you're not converting it to energy, you're feeling sluggish. Things aren't really working that well, and you could be experiencing oxidative stress and all of these things that are aging your cells biologically. So, looking at what functional lab tests make sense for you is important. I also am a believer in functional lab testing every single year. We travel, we are exposed to germs, we have our body changing, we have different stresses, job losses, divorces, family stress that may compromise these systems. So every year, I'm a big believer in looking at what functional labs do I need to invest in. We invest in other things. We invest in driving nice cars, nice purses, a nice home, getting your patio done this spring. So, what good is all of that if you don't have your health vitality and feel your best? These functional lab tests are a blessing and such an opportunity to do a check-in. Even if you're having no symptoms and you're listening to this, every single one of us needs to be investing in some baseline lab tests every year, just like you do at your primary care visit, annual visit. You know, they do a CBC or something like that, check your blood panel. This is just as important, if not more important, because this is more preventative and telltaling as to what's going on in your body. It's a personalized approach, so it's not you guessing, you're testing and finding out the state of your health and what's going on, looking at hidden imbalances, early detection. This is one of the biggest things. When I did my test, I saw that my liver was so taxed and my detoxification pathways were not working properly. So imagine if I didn't find that out, what happens when you don't detoxify? And, you know, I do my best to use non-toxic personal care products, eat organic food, I have the best water filtration, all of that stuff. But if my detoxification organs aren't working and my pathways are blocked, I'm going to be holding all that in, creating more inflammation, greater increase of, you know, my chances of autoimmune cancer, all of these diseases. So, early detection, the only way to do this really is through functional labs, targeted treatment. So, targeted treatment, we're managing all of your systems. We're not managing symptoms. Symptoms, it's like whack-a-mole. You're okay, I'm going to the GI, I have this. Now I'm going to the endocrinologist, I have this. We're looking at where these health issues are stemming from and where the body is suffering. And we have a collaborative approach. So functional labs are collaborative. I work with many other healthcare practitioners, other doctors, nutritionists, dietitians, fitness trainers. We all work together. You know, sometimes I just had someone say, I'm really nervous because I'm really fit now and I love my trainer and all the meal plan that they put me on. And what does this mean? And I'll assure you that they're learning, I'm learning, we all support you in this journey of vitality and well-being. And the bigger picture is that anything we do together is for preventative health, for longevity, biohacking, which is reversing your biological age. You can't reverse your age on the chronological calendar, right? But you can be 60 and have the cells of a 30-year-old. Absolutely, I believe it. So we all work together. And I always take into account where you're at, where your mind's at, where your mental health is at, what you can handle. And little by little, my clients will tell you baby steps, we start to improve your health and make sure that preventatively we're looking at things and making you really not so much extend your life, because that's great. I'd love to extend the years of your life and, you know, hope that's a byproduct, but I want to add life to every single day that you're here, because we know that there's the non-controllables. We could walk outside and something could happen, God forbid. But you want to live every day with quality and feel good and have high energy and be more vibrant and have a balanced life. So that's really my goal. And functional labs will help you look at that. So whether you're looking to balance your hormones or you want to optimize your performance, you know, some people who are running marathons or, you know, athletes and things like that, they come to me to optimize their performance. Maybe you're managing a chronic health issue. You want to see what the chances of getting off medications or reducing medications. I want you to feel your absolute loose best, and functional labs can be such an invaluable tool on your wellness journey. I will post below this episode a link to a recent write-up that was done in the BBW Buzz, which is the Boston Business Women's Buzz, a publication in regard to functional labs. So you can read more about that. You can also look out for me in Providence Monthly. If you're in the Rhode Island area, I will be published in Providence Monthly in April and May, as well as Hey Rhodey and some of their other Rhode Island publications. I love them. If you don't follow them, check them out on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. And as always, my inbox is open, so feel free to shoot me a message at d@confidentlyloveyourself.com if you have questions about functional labs or you're wondering if you're a good candidate. We are all candidates for functional labs every year. It's just which ones, and personalizing it to your needs. Wishing you a fabulous day, and pass this on to a friend who might be interested or might need it as well. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Confidently Balancing Your Hormones. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love for you to share it with a friend and also hit follow at the top of this podcast. If you have a couple of minutes and you can leave a quick review, it will help other women in need find this podcast. You can find me on Instagram at confidently_love_yourself. I would love to stay connected and hear from you.